Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, is this the number for XL Deluxe?
We are a third-party call center that stands in for multiple online merchants. I can see if we have an account for you.
Okay.
May I have your zip code, please?
30814.
That was 30814.
Right.
And that first and last name?
Cheryl Welch.
Cheryl with a C?
Yes.
All right, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
973 County Line Road, Harlem, Georgia.
All right, give me one moment, waiting for everything to load up here. All right, and I do have that account pulled up for the KitchenAid Sweepstakes. How may I help you?
Okay, on the website that it come up on my phone, it's like it's some kind of deal. It's supposed to have been $2 to take it out of my account on June 16th, which was $7.95, which wasn't a big deal. But then again, on June the 20th, y'all took out $56.95, and I want my money back.
All right. All right, so it looks like you signed up for a sweepstakes drawing during that time where you paid that $7.95 fee. Along with
I signed up for $2 and then you took $7.95 out. It was a hoax. I should have known better, and I want my money back. I have not gotten anything, any kind of merchandise. I want my money back. And if you don't give me my money back, I'm gonna file some charges. I'm not playing this game. I'm on a fixed income, and it is very wrong if y'all do people the way y'all do. And I want my money back.
Okay, ma'am. Did you view over the terms and conditions at the time?
It wasn't any terms and conditions, ma'am. It wasn't any terms and conditions of anything. It was a $2 fee, which I should have been. I was stupid enough to fall for that crap. It was some kind of deal Walmart was giving, some kind of promotion deal. And all it said was pay your $2 fee, and I did that. And y'all took $7.95 instead of $2, and then you take $56.95, and I don't have anything to show for it. So I want my money back. I want my $7.95 plus my $56.95.
All right, allow me one moment, and let me have the supervisor view over your account. Just letting you know, I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so the supervisor did view over the account. I can go ahead and get that account canceled on today. He did advise that I can only credit back a 50% refund off the most recent charge.
Oh, no. You're going to give me all my money back or I'm going to sue y'all. I mean, how can you take people's money and not give them any merchandise in place of it?
Ma'am, I'm just a third-party call center that stands in for their billing side, ma'am. If you did a survey, each one of those surveys offer free gifts. Once you pick those free gifts, they are three different ones.
I did not do a survey. What I'm trying to tell you, I didn't do a survey.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't know where this is coming from, but yes, y'all can't just take people's money, not give them anything for it, and then want to give them half of their money back. You can't do that to people.
It's because you signed up for a... It's because you signed up for a sweepstakes, ma'am. I'm just reading what's on the account.
Well, it's a lie.
All right, ma'am. Allow me one moment, and let me see if I can help you
here. I
want
to talk to a supervisor, which I'm pretty sure there's no supervisor involved in this. But if there is a supervisor, then I'd like to speak with them.
Okay, ma'am. Can you please stop yelling? Thank you.
I'm not yelling, but you're not listening to me.
I am, ma'am. I'm just trying
to... It's my money. I've waited and I waited for my money back. And I want all of my money back. Did you hang up on me?
No, ma'am, I did not. I'm just letting you talk, ma'am. That's all. And okay, please do not call me out my name, ma'am. I understand that, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I'm upset. I have a lot going on in my life right now. I've got two. A granddaughter and a daughter-in-law with cancer, and I'm going back and forth to where they live, and I don't need this right now. I just don't need it. I don't need to be cheated by somebody. I need my money back. I need my money back. I need my $56, and I need my $8. I need my money. I was a fool to do it. I did not sign up for any kind of sweepstakes thing. I was just stupid. I was just stupid to do what I just think there was such a thing. That people would not be do somebody like they didn't. I'm sorry I called you a name. I really didn't mean that. I'm just very upset. I'm very stressed. And I don't need this. I need my money back.
All right, ma'am. What I'll go ahead and do for you on today is a one-time courtesy is I'll go ahead and refund the full charge back for you. The account is canceled, so you will not be billed anything else. Would you like your confirmation number?
Please.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's CS and Charlie, 2606-71329.
329?
That is correct.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to call you a name. I'm sorry. I'm just having a hard time right now.
I understand. It's fine. I'm used
to it. Okay,
thank
you so much. I'm sorry. Really sorry. You do. Bye-bye.